Possible. Strong leader. That's what really is. Strong. that's the real thing, the strong, courageous thing. That's the point I'm always trying to get across to. I don't have to get across to all of it, but to the other people, I said that was making a difference in our program. What they think of a man. Is he strong? Is he courageous? If you don't give a damn about this, he'll do what's right. That's what they want to express.
They really do. They want us to know.
They eventually will support that.
Harris is
think so.
Yes.
So I think it stuffs it down the side of the other side, and it's a way to build up what we have done. We kept our promise across the bridge and all that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
I think there are two main themes that need to be.
That's why
I'm going to ask you for a little bit. We can have it very hard over the, well, have it very hard over the next 4 months.
Right.
One is that you brought about peace with I, that you really changed the relations of the world the next step. And that this post-war era, unlike other post-war years, really now have an opportunity for generation of peace. And talk about the people and the leadership that you provided for bringing peace to the world. You can develop eight different themes off of that. But that's the,
remember how we used to talk about Eisenhower, the end of the war, Korea, Christ. We brokered that clear through 56, 4 years later,
3.5 years later, isn't it?
So we ought to be able to broker this for a couple of years.
Absolutely. And what broker this would also
supply
the strategic arms of the nation, open entry of Asia to a quarter of the world's population, Chinese. The mutual respect of the superpowers to preserve peace. The era of Nixon peace, and this is really the great legacy of these 8 years, and we should be talking about it. I'm glad you've got the first administration. The other issue is that you are changing the role of government, and you're not going to have higher taxes, and you're not going to have more power in the hands of bureaucrats in Washington. We're getting power back to the people, and we're getting government off their backs. And that, those are two central themes that you just, I think, we just play over. And I think whenever somebody makes a case for a school lunch program to help government, no higher taxes, getting the government off of people's backs, less government for Washington, and less power in the hands of the bureaucrats, less waste. It's a damn good issue. It's right into it with the time, flooding. The third thing that we need to talk about is the social issue of writing. That is going to remain very much more.
That's what Stennis is about, for sure.
Is deep down,
sure.
Senator didn't say that, it's because the blacks.
Yeah, it's interesting. He said a lot of the blacks got his most violent reactions against what the blacks always did.
Well, he said the theory that the black, the middle-class black community is becoming very conservative.
Except for working class.
Well, he said that's where we got our votes in the black community. And I don't want to be in the state of the black community. Bad things are changing. That's just one simple perspective. I don't have any belief. I don't think there's a big shift in the blacks and the leaders and the Catholics and the Romans and the Irish and the Italians and all that. But I think the social issue that we need to far out of people, I don't want to be so we can do it even harder.
How can I go harder?
You can't.
Can you think of what else you can do anymore?
No, sir.
In fact, Chuck, the position on amnesty is being very hard to go on this next week.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. That's a law court.
That's a law
court.
That is a social issue. That is a gun social issue. It's a social issue. It's saying that we're not going to let people who abandon their country fall sky free and everybody else serve. That don't know that's pretty much a social issue.
Plus,
the whole white settler question, because we just figured that we got in far out branded.
That is big crime again.
Timed in 2 weeks ago, this week, this week.
Cover?
Yeah, I think it's the cover, and then inside is that same picture.
Is it with the rest of it inside? Oh, yeah. God, how is it? Is that after Time already done?
Because of it.
Cell magazine.
Cell magazine. I wonder if this magazine
Chuck in the pornography stuff.
I'm not sure, because those are family magazines. When you go to doctor's office, they're sitting waiting on the table. Those are magazines in general.
So is your wife, for example, I think that's
right. Or, because she's a Catholic, and she doesn't like the word, she won't listen to the four-letter words, and she's very old-fashioned. But she throws it out of that, she just takes a magazine like that, and won't leave it around. They want to mention a couple of words or two, probably.
Bob?
yards. It's good that it went as far as it did. I think as well. I think the whole permissive era ending that is, you know, you talk about great goals for the administration. You've got to bring the country back to its senses on the permissive issue, sexual issue. Redefine the local government. It's my guess. Can't ask to be more than that.
There again, incidentally, I think the war was terribly important in ending it the way we did, because we stuck it right down the cross, chucked to the people, peace at any price, the whole permissive group and the rest, which I agree,
absolutely.
I think, in other words, it makes them look bad. That's why the whole meeting, and that's why it's a, why is it, I drew a line on that little press conference. I thought, all right, right out, boys.
Yes, we're still talking about that. Still writing.
Time make the rather new, but I was angry and all that sort of thing, or they take a more balanced view.
No, it was more balanced.
I don't think so. I don't think the rather new is held by the it's pretty hard to hold the ceiling concern. Basically, there's another advantage I have of that sort of thing, but I always have a very, you know, soft voice. And pretty hard, you know, Johnson and Rand, maybe Carl Stalin, he was there, even if I were, they wouldn't know it.
Well, I would love to give you a little, gave it a little softer cooler. What you're going to have. Well, that's very well controlled, but they would never catch it.
It had to be done different.
Yes, absolutely. That was very important. That's a challenge, which affects our people. And it just, our people just will key off of that.
Well, they need to hear it, but they just sort of bolster their backs a little bit. They get out of their center, you know, but they didn't hear it.
It was depressing just for a while. The follow up sound of the piece yesterday about that. We gained this all over the notes. The New York Times had a previous piece. I noticed we picked you up a couple of times.
Well, they thought they were nervous.
Yeah, they said, I don't care. Well, they weren't nervous in the sense that our people want to hear them, and they do want to hear them.
Well, basically, I don't like to be in the position of any sense of censorship. That isn't what it's about. We're only talking about fairness and objectivity. They could have been. They could have been. Double standard.
I was very glad that you had one in. That's really important. You should have been invited to follow by yourself.
Well, of course, and it's very clear now that all of them have got a full look together, and that you should do in the next 2 or 3 days. They all sit down around the table. More of them either. More will be all right.
That's what it's going to listen.
But you've got to sit down around the table, and then everybody's got to agree that that's the line. That's what we need. So that there's no, I don't want to have a situation where we go up the hill and then back down again.
Right. Yeah, I've talked to Nick Porter about this. He's very enthusiastic. What we're doing is right up there, both in the cable area and in the local station response. It's the only solution. And it's just going wrong. We have 3 networks. Over 60% of the American people because the CPS is only 10, you're going to make several $100,000 more per year after taxes than the DOD receives. It's just that simple. So it's take some cuts that they want and not any of it. But at least this exercise, this process, even if you lose on it, even if you lose on it, it is absolutely discernible to me when you make this kind of a play, the coverage improves.
Where do you feel that?
Absolutely.
Well, I must say, of course, we gave them an awful lot, but the coverage of everything with these guns is predictable. The prayer breakfast, of course, is not predictable. They would have done that.
No, but there are other things like what it means, which is way out, both in terms of time and position. And compare that to what it was before. They have not been putting on counter. They haven't been putting on any of the credits of the war. The POWs they've been on have been all supported very strong families. Now we've got a damn good coverage in the last few years. We're going to have to assure us that the law is responding to the sheriff's detail of the highway. We're getting cranes at CPS all over New York, and they still bring weights in the stand up, and they still bring that anyway. You simply have to go through this pressure from this person. I think the breakdowns they throw at us about repression, I don't think matter with a man, public, has nothing to do with it. It's too sophisticated an issue for the average citizen. They just don't really think that we're out of this group. So when they accuse us of repression, it really doesn't hurt us all that much. If on the other hand, we get better coverage as a result of things, we have to hunker down occasionally to take over the nation. And not be afraid to do that, because that's really what it's all about.
Let's get some of these cars. I sure wouldn't give up on that story. I want you to work on it, all right?
I will.
You can play him a little bit, maybe. I'll look up a little bit that kind of guy. I'm a great admirer of his. I don't want to do something that's wrong and difficult and that stuff. If you know what you're going to do. And the way you suggest we do what you do is correct.
Yeah, I can talk to this. It was interesting. I went through the non-fire piece. Initiation last night was a great first one. Amazing that they would look at him because he's a hard rock leader, main consuming adult.
He writes for what?
What is that? His main Gannett chain.
Gannett,
He does need to. He has independent things all over the country. He's meeting with Southern Carolina.
Right.
They all are leaders. And a number of Democratic congressmen came up with him. Congratulated him on the New York Times piece. I was amazed.
Did he?
Jim Brewer from Massachusetts.
What did he say?
Just punched me in the arm. He said, my God, he said, that's what I wanted. That was the best. You know, he's got a great history. His wife told me she could go to the meeting. He said, you know, it's about time somebody slapped him down. He said, Eddie Goldman said the same thing. His mother, Robin, was there. It was all toast with this message. But a lot of people on both sides of the road are afraid to really fight back. And that works for this business, New York. I think there's more support than the left for countering these road talks. Well, and they really step up. I was surprised at the Democrats.
I bet I know he's smart. But we do have a lot of friends out there, though. Frankly, that our guys are just afraid to speak up. They get clobbered so often. You know, these rock fires and others.
Well, they're better Democrats on the other side. Rock fires.
Good energy.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he knows how to knows what to say and how to say it, how to get news, how to exploit any opportunity. They're all up there as an artist. Thank you.